Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Did you know that apples are the most widely consumed fruit globally? From sweet red varieties like Red Delicious, Fuji, or Gala, to tangy green ones like Granny Smith, well, there's an apple for everyone. They're commonly used in recipes like pies, cookies, muffins, jam, salads, oatmeal, or smoothies. They also make a great snack or sliced and spread with nut butter. In addition to their culinary versatility and numerous colors and flavors, apples are available at every grocery store and farmer's market for a reasonable price and are exceptionally healthy fruit with many research-backed benefits. Our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., says consuming an apple a day can benefit both our physical and mental health. Have you had your apple today? You'll want to enjoy one after you hear what Dr. Susan says about their myriad merits. Welcome back, Dr. Susan. Johnny Appleseed, our guest today on the program. Let's lay the groundwork for apples. When were they first discovered? Where did this come from? How many kinds of apples are there, and what's your favorite?
Well, and by the way, I love this topic because in the decades we've worked together, we've never discussed this, and now we get to talk about my favorite fruit. So when were they discovered? How many kinds? So the primary wild ancestor of the modern domesticated apple, the old one is called the Malus sievre. And it was believed to be originated in Central Asia over, ready for this, 5,000 years ago.
Wow.
And I'll, from my research for my book, A Hug and a Mug, the historical evidence suggests that apples were domesticated and then spread through trade along that Silk Road and into Europe and beyond. There are over, this is so mind-boggling to me, because you go into the market, maybe you see a dozen varieties
yes.
now. There are over 7,500 varieties worldwide of apples.
Wow.
And these varieties differ in taste, color, size, texture, and catering to various culinary uses, such as eating them fresh, that you can't beat that, baking, maybe making apple juice or apple cider, and some popular types, and some of my favorite are the Fuji, that's sweet and crisp, the Granny Smith, that's a little tart and green, the Gala, now that's sweet and very aromatic, and then who doesn't love this name, the Honey Crisp, that's a little juicy and crunchy. So, you know, each variety has these unique characteristics, making apples a very versatile fruit.
You know, it's interesting. You go in the store, and it's like, I'm going to grab some apples, and it's like, okay, now I've got, as you say, maybe a dozen here, but 7,500 worldwide to choose from. What are your favorites?
I think you can't go wrong with Red Delicious, Granny Smith, when I don't want one quite so sweet. The Fuji is the sweetest to me. So beautiful. I love that. And I love that you can get big ones, and you can also get mini apples that look so pretty with lemons to put in a bowl as the centerpiece on your dining room table. So here the truth is, I haven't found an apple kind and variety that I don't love.
Which makes the choice even more difficult. I guess it's the mood you're in, the taste you're looking for at that specific time when you're in shopping. We're talking today about the amazing power of apples, nature's crunchy superfood. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Give us an overview of why you put apples at the top of your favorite fruit list. And when you have an apple, some people say, I take the skin off. Other people say, eat the skin. What do we do with the skin? Should we eat it?
Yes. Well, definitely, especially if it's organically grown. You want the skin because most of the nutritional value is in the skin, although the rest of the apple has nutritional value. So try to eat the skin. Apples are considered very nutrient-dense fruits. Now, what does that mean? It means they provide a lot of nutrients per serving. And the current dietary guidelines for Americans, most people know this, recommend 2 cups of fruit daily in a 2,000-calorie diet. And I always like to emphasize whole foods like a whole apple, which I often will just slice and eat. I also like to put a little bit of like almond butter on it, like I do inside celery as well.
Oh, yes.
But to get the most out of the apples, like I said, leave the skin on, because half of the fruit's fiber is in the skin, and that's where most of the polyphenols are. So in other words, apples aren't just your quick grab-and-go snack. They're one of the most powerful, accessible, and affordable superfoods God created to nourish and protect your miraculous body.
We hear it so often, eat an apple a day. Explain a little bit why you recommend eating an apple a day in some form or another. Why is that so important?
Yes, and even when I was a little girl, my grandmother would say, an apple a day keeps who away? Who?
The doctor.
Yeah, that's right. So it's one of the oldest nutrition mottos in the book, and as it turns out, there's a lot of truth behind it. Apples are packed with fiber, antioxidants, and natural plant nutrients, and they deliver daily wellness support with every crisp, juicy bite. And most apples are very, very juicy. And whether you enjoy them in a smoothie, sliced on your oatmeal, chopped up in your yogurt, or simply just eating a fresh apple, apples have been blessing people's health for centuries. So, you know, and little takeaway with this question is, as my grandmother always used to say to me, Fritzy, she would say, apples are small but mighty, Susan. And inside that familiar crunch is a world of health benefits that support nearly every part of your body.
You know, it's amazing as I'm looking through the information for today's program. And by the way, so much more on Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple. Her name, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's take a closer look at why this simple fruit holds such extraordinary power. What really happens when you make apples a day, an apple a day, a part of your daily diet? Give us some benefits of eating apples to inspire all of us.
All right. So let's go through heart, gut, blood sugar, maybe weight, and all the antioxidants. I'll quickly go through these. Apples, I always call apples a heart-healthy hero because they're rich in soluble fiber, and particularly a fiber called pectin. I know you've heard of that.
Yes.
And that helps reduce the LDL cholesterol. That's the bad cholesterol. And this fiber binds with the cholesterol in the gut and helps your body flush it out more naturally. And over time, this support from the apple will give you better circulation, lower blood pressure, and a healthier cardiovascular system. Apples also, as I said a moment ago, contain a plant nutrient called polyphenol. And that's a major antioxidant in the body that protects the heart and blood vessels from oxidative stress. So that's how they strengthen the heart.
It's amazing. It's so good for you in so many different ways. You talk about balancing blood sugar. Why is that so important, and how does this happen?
Yeah, well, okay, so despite their natural sweetness, apples are fantastic for blood sugar management, because the combination of their water, their fiber, and natural sugars slows the glucose absorption, preventing blood sugar spikes. So this makes an apple a smart snack choice for anyone watching their blood sugar levels or looking to maintain steady energy throughout the day. And let's just bring in quickly, they also nurture a healthy gut, because a healthy digestive system is a key. We've talked about this on previous shows.
Yes.
To overall wellness, and apples make that happen. The fiber in the apple feeds your good gut bacteria, creating a balanced microbiome that supports immunity, digestion, and even mood regulation. So it's good for your mental health. And as mentioned, in particular, the skins are loaded with a prebiotic fiber that helps beneficial bacteria thrive. So when your gut is balanced, everything else feels better too.
How about weight? We mentioned weight balance. How does this help me keep my weight down, keep it where I want it to be?
Yes, so good question. So when people come to see me and they have weight issues and they want to lose weight, one of the first questions I ask besides, are you sleeping well at night? Are you getting exercise? Are you keeping your stress level down? Are you eating an apple a day, I'll say. So if you're looking for a satisfying snack that keeps cravings at bay, I always say look no further than that humble apple, because being high in fiber and water, but low in calories, apples help you feel full longer, and that naturally supports a weight balance. And research even shows, I like to back things up with research, that people who eat apples regularly are more likely to make healthier food choices overall. And that's because apples can train your body to crave nourishment and not just empty calories.
You also talk about the way it protects cells. It's a powerful antioxidant. Talk about that aspect of it.
Yes, yes. So apples, they really have a rainbow of antioxidants like vitamin C, quercetin, catechins, and more, things you and I have talked about many times together. And these compounds combat oxidative stress, which contributes to premature aging, inflammation, and chronic disease. And when you bite into an apple, this is what I always tell people, you're giving your body a daily dose of natural defense, helping it to repair, rebuild, and renew right down, Rick, at a cellular level.
It's just amazing. I'm so fascinated by this conversation and the fact that apples are very doable every day. We walk past them all the time. They're inexpensive. A lot of people eat them, as you're talking about, in various ways. Our program today is focusing on the amazing power of apples, nature's crunchy superfood. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., and we've got more on today's topic right after these messages. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about the amazing power of apples, nature's crunchy superfood. Let's talk one more time about the motto, an apple a day. This is something we all know. Kids learn this, and it stays with you all through adulthood. An apple a day will keep the doctor away. Tell us more why this is an accurate maxim.
Yeah, and I do love it, and I especially love that my grandmother taught it to me.
Yes.
And my mom, of course. So that's a classic phrase. And it isn't just clever marketing, because it's built on centuries of wisdom and backed by modern science. So sort of to reiterate here, the apples provide the daily protection against the root causes of illness. And these are things you and I have talked about a lot together. These include inflammation, poor digestion, and oxidative damage. So by providing that heart health, that gut balance, and the immune function, apples help your body stay well and vibrant. So in other words, they don't just keep the doctor away. They also keep your body functioning the way God created and designed it to be. And you know, my motto is that when you live a healthy lifestyle built on clean, whole food nutrition, foods like apples become your most powerful form of medicine. Food is medicine. And I write about over 100 of these superfoods and other good lifestyle choices in my book, A Hug and a Mug, Revitalized with Superfoods and Healthy Living Extras.
And all of Dr. Susan's books available, of course, Amazon, the usual places, and her website. I'll direct you to the website. Get great information there. You can sign up for the monthly newsletter, free monthly newsletter while you're there. Information on the books and how to get autographed copies of the books at SusanSmithJones.com. When is the best time to eat an apple? How should we work that into our daily diet, in particular the time of day that we should do it to be most beneficial?
Well, you know, I always like to give you good news. So here's the good news. There's really no wrong time to enjoy
that is good news.
Maybe except a few minutes before you go to sleep, because you want to go to sleep on a more of an empty stomach. But if you want to get the most out of your crunch, here's what I think when it helps most. In the morning, keep in mind that apples are rich in fiber, as I said, and natural sugars, and these release slowly, giving you a steady energy boost without caffeine or a crash. But if you prefer a midday snack, you can beat that afternoon slump with an apple, because the combination of water, fiber, and natural sweetness helps fight fatigue and hunger. Okay, how about if you want this for after an evening meal, maybe an hour or two later, but way before you go to bed? If you crave something sweet after dinner, an apple satisfies without overloading your system. But as I said, just make sure you eat it at least an hour before bed for the best digestion. And then here's another little pro tip. You know, what I often do, Rick, is I add a scoop of good organic protein powder to my apple smoothie. You know, I'll use a liquid base.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it could be water, it could be tea, it could be my homemade almond milk or cashew milk or oat milk. And then I quarter an apple, I'll put it in, and with a few other items like flax seeds, a little cinnamon, some kale, maybe some spinach, few other items, but an apple for sure. And then I have that balanced energy and especially recovery support after I work out. So there, you know, the sky's the limit with what you could put in a smoothie. And I do like to chop. I know you love yogurt and you put berries on it. And I do love to have my special yogurt. And if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, there's so many dairy-free yogurts on the market now. There are dozens in my local market. And I like to chop up the apple and put it in my yogurt. And then I put that yogurt off and in the smoothie to make it a little bit creamier.
This is just a fascinating story on apples. So you would definitely classify apples as a superfood, right? I wouldn't have thought about that. Usually thinking of something more exotic for superfood, something maybe we've never heard of or rarely eat, but we should. This is something that we can eat every day. So you would put it in the superfood category.
And absolutely, yes, 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 in every sense of the word, apples qualify as a superfood. And like you said, not because they're exotic, because they're not exotic, but because they're extraordinarily simple. They are a simple fruit, affordable, easy to get in what, farmers markets, grocery stores,
yes,
health food stores. And why are they a superfood? This is kind of my category of what a superfood is. They provide, apples, a wide range of vitamins and minerals. They have potent antioxidants that reduce inflammation, one of the causes of all disease right there. They have within them detoxifying fiber that supports digestion. So in other words, you don't need magazines and books in the bathroom with you. They are natural hydration because they're filled with water. And they're low calorie. And long-term benefits for the heart, the brain, and your immune health. They're also one of the easiest superfoods to enjoy daily because there's really, think about it, there's no prep, no peeling required. And isn't that appealing? You know, unless you want to peel it, maybe you didn't get an organic one or little bruise on it or something. And they're perfectly portable. So usually when I fly, you know, I'll take some almonds and I'll take cherry tomatoes, and then I often will take an apple or two or three with me. And I also love that apples reflect God's design for health. And what I like, they're simple, they're pure, and they're perfectly balanced.
When you want an apple, you pick it up and eat it. It can't get much easier than that, can it? I mean, it's just designed for easily eating it and all of the health benefits that you've talked about. Okay, what happens? I'm going to do apples. I'm going to do an apple a day for the next 30 days. How will that benefit, and how will it benefit me?
Yes, and definitely will benefit you in so many ways. And you'll get more about that in A Hug and a Mug. Because this daily habit, this simple habit, will transform how you feel if you have one apple a day, every day for 30 days. And here's what most people notice, because I've asked, when I've done workshops, and it's been a 2 or 3 day workshop, we always provide apples, and I ask people to do this, and then I get feedback. And the feedback I get is improved digestion, because daily fiber from the apple supports regularity and eliminates toxins more efficiently. You'll have more energy, because a steadier blood sugar means fewer crashes, you know, meaning your blood sugar gets too low, and more sustained vitality. Next, better hydration. Apples are about 85% water. You pick it up, it's hard. You don't quite get that, oh, there's a lot of water in this, but it's 85% water, and that's good, organic, pure water, helping you to stay hydrated throughout the day. How about clearer skin? This is one I love, because the antioxidants and rich source of vitamin C in the apple supports collagen production and gives you a healthy glow. And we can't forget, all right, overall vitality, because when you have better gut balance, better circulation, and nutrient intake, your whole system begins to thrive. And maybe the best part is that you'll probably want to keep this habit going after 30 days, because you'll see how much better you feel when you fill your body with these living plant-based nutrition that you find in apples. You know, hopefully it's not heated. You don't heat it. You don't bake it, broil it. Some people make baked apples. And I'm not saying not to do that on occasion, but the best way to eat it is in its raw form, whether it goes in a smoothie, on top of oatmeal, on top of yogurt, you juice it. You know, it's better to have, you get more nutrients in the raw, living form, plant-based nutrition.
This has been such a fascinating conversation. We've been talking about apples, the amazing power of apples, nature's crunchy superfood. Why don't you tie it all together here, wrap it up, give us sort of a final takeaway on why this small fruit has such a big impact on our overall health.
So, let me think. So, yeah, for sure, as my grandmother taught me and my mom, apples remind us that the best health solutions don't have to be complicated. And I also believe, with God being the center of my life, that they're proof that God's creation gives us everything we need to live vibrantly, one little bite at a time. So the next time maybe you reach for a snack, grab an apple instead of something processed. As I've mentioned, maybe you add slices to your smoothie. Pair some of these slices with nut butter for a protein boost, or just enjoy it fresh on the go, because sometimes the simplest habits bring the biggest blessings.
It's just incredible, the topic we've been talking about today, apples, a superfood. Who would have thought? And you've gone through with all of the benefits for the apple out there. Well, you mentioned also in the program, the books. Let's talk about those. Where can you get Uplifted, Hug in a Mug, and your children's 2-in-1 nutrition book, Vegetable Soup, The Fruit Bowl? Where's the best way? I suggest going to the website. Is that the best place to go for
it? Yeah, it is, because you go in the navigation bar to books, and you can see the titles Uplifted, A Hug in a Mug, and my 2-in-1 book for children that is an award-winning book called Vegetable Soup, The Fruit Bowl, and you can learn about the book, and then you can click right there on Amazon and get copies for yourself. On my website, you can also see, if you want autographed copies on each of those individual pages, how to do that. And also in my brand new children's book called Joy and the Butterfly, the subtitle is The Magical Garden, the main character Joy and her siblings and her parents move from a bustling city to a farm. She's got lots of animals, lives a simple, beautiful life. And one of her favorite foods to not only eat herself, Joy, but to give to her horse, Champ, and even the cats, the cat and the dogs, are apples. And so I talk a little bit in that book, Joy and the Butterfly, The Magical Garden, about the fruits and vegetables that Joy loves to eat. That's a novelette, brand new. So go to my website, and right there in the navigation bar on the right, it says subscribe, and you can sign up for my newsletter, monthly healthy living newsletters. Simple to do. You just get one a month with lots of great health information. Don't forget to follow me on X at Susan Smith Jones, and my website is filled with healthy living information.
It is.
And when you sign up, by the way, for the newsletter, and it is healthy, and in addition to other gifts, you'll also get a delicious recipe for fudgy, beet moist brownies. You don't taste the beets. They're really moist and delicious, and I have that. When you sign up, you'll get automatically some gifts from me. One is the recipe for these brownies. This recipe will knock your socks off. You'll want to quadruple it and have some readily available and freeze the rest.
You'll find tips like that and so much more at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll get the newsletter every month. You'll be looking forward to the newsletter every month. You'll want to save it in your computer so you can go back and recall stories that she has in there. You can go back and look at recipes like she just talked about. It's a wealth of information on the internet that you'll find at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. It's been a fascinating conversation today. The topic has been apples, the amazing power of apples, nature's crunchy superfood. Dr. Susan, thank you for being with us on the program. Looking forward to doing it again.
And what are you putting on the top of your grocery list now?
I am going to have apples. And I think the Honey Crisp, is that the one that you said was sort of like the one that everybody
wonderful.
Likes?
But you know what? You can't go wrong with anyone. The green is a little more tart than the red, but they're just beautiful, too. To put in a nice bowl with maybe green and red apples, lemons, limes.
Oh, yes.
As a centerpiece in your kitchen, your dining room table, it's just lovely.
Well, I've been to the store before where I've gone to get apples and I have in mind what I'm going to get, and you look at the others and they all look so good. It's like, okay, this is confusion time now. I've got to figure out, or maybe get a couple of each. You could do that way and figure out what your favorite is. But apples now, add that to your superfood list, and all the information we talked about today and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.